I would like to start by asking you to think of something. Think of what your favorite orchestral music piece is. It can be classical, pop, a movie theme, or just a piece of music that you really like. The music is probably traveling through your mind now, recalling how wonderful the piece was the last time you heard it. Well, I don't want to destroy your moment of bliss, but what you heard with your ears might be somewhat deceiving. You see, the music you heard is the result of many different parts of the orchestra coming together as one. An orchestra has no less than four major instrumental sections and additional instruments within each section. The string section, comprising of violins, cellos, violas, and a harp. Woodwinds, comprising flutes, oboes, and clarinets, just to name a few. The brass section, with trumpets, French horns, trombones, and lastly, the percussion section, with timpani, snare and bass drums, cymbals, and chimes. Go one step further. Each section or each instrument in that section has a unique piece of music to play. If you heard one of those unique parts being played, chances are you would not even be able to identify the work. It's only when all those musicians come together as one, playing their parts, that creates the final orchestral piece you hear under the one guidance of the person holding this. Now, keeping what I just said in mind, apply that same thought to our second reading from St. Paul, more specifically, the Bride of Christ, our Holy Roman Catholic Church. Just like that orchestra, our church has unique sections. The ordained clergy, our vowed religious sisters and brothers, lay ministers providing music, hospitality, assistance at Mass, and a multitude of other ministries caring for the sick, the hungry, and the homeless. The body of Christ, each providing their own unique part, and coming together under the guidance of the three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Paul reminds us that we are one body with many parts, but we all drink of the same Spirit. Each one of us has been given the gift to play our own unique part. And when we do, we become whole, become one, gathered together in unison and common purpose to fulfill His mission. But unfortunately, there are times when we get a little out of sync. This is precisely why Paul wrote that letter to the church of Corinth. While they enjoyed great success and prosperity, there were some developing trends that Paul felt needed to be addressed. There were those who boasted that their position and work was more important than the others. There were some attempting to implement their own laws simply for their own personal benefit. There were some desiring to separate themselves or turn their backs on those who were less fortunate, faced illness, or were in peril. And there were those who chose to use their tongue as a weapon against those who disagreed with them. Use their tongue to spread malice, hatred, and separation, tearing down rather than building up. The Church of Corinth was anything but unique, and in many ways we face the same problems they faced in our church and society today. We are human, and without even realizing it, we can find ourselves falling into the same trap. We must keep a constant guard and truly evaluate our own thoughts and actions. We cannot be one body if a part of that body is missing. If our evaluation leads to think that we might be playing a tune out of sync with Christ's teachings, it is our responsibility to take that first step to return to the fold. Let me end by sharing something I read in the newspaper a week or so ago. It's a letter from a man named John, a 78-year-old gentleman reflecting on yet another New Year's resolution in his life. But he noted in the letter that this one was different for him. To paraphrase, I quote, "With all the chaos, craziness, and crassness currently occurring in our society, I have decided to become a drum major for justice, fairness, equality, opportunity, and responsibility. Instead of waiting for others, I have decided to make it happen for myself. For me, no more hatred, anger, greed, selfishness, envy, or fear. That's a tall order, but I can do it. As Martin Luther King emphasized, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I can do this, and I know I can. As I approach the eighth decade of my life, I know I can do this for myself, and I can do it for you as well." End quote. I am left with this one reflective conclusion. It really is never too late to start making a change.